Let's turn to this item from Joel, who wants to know, Hannah, why he can't stay awake in lectures. He says, why am I not able to stay awake during my lectures at university? I find them riveting most of the time, and there's not much else I'd rather be doing than listening to my professors talk about receptor theory or neurophysiology. Do you think he's being slightly sarcastic? I don't know. He says, the same thing as when I'm driving at night. My eyelids droop and I begin to fall into micro sleeps just before putting my head down on the bench and sleeping, but obviously not while driving. It's not so much sleep deprivation either. I get enough sleep every night unless there's an assignment to do in the morning. Lots of people I've spoken to have the same experiences. Long, inactive periods leave them unable to stay awake. Why is this, guys? And he goes on to say he loves the show.
Well, Joel, I think part of the reason is that lecture theatres generally seem to be quite dark. So we know that blue light actually stimulates your brain and your body to wake up. It does this by affecting this little region in your brain that's called the suprachiasmatic nuclei. It's this little region that's about the size of a pinhead. And if you kind of put a pencil, I don't suggest you do this at home, but if you put a pencil up your nose, basically you'd get to the suprachiasmatic nuclei. There's about 20,000 nerve cells there, and they're the kind of master body clock in your body and your brain. It regulates your sleep-wake cycle. And blue light affects these suprachiasmatic nuclei to wake you up. And in dark lecture theatres, there's not much blue light going on. So maybe he could bring in a blue wavelength-rich light. There's also other little tricks to keep yourself awake. So giving yourself extra stimulation in other ways. So, for example, if you're driving in a car, maybe turn the radio on. Maybe listen to the Naked Scientist to get some extra stimulation so that your brain's kind of awake and thinking. And maybe open the window to get some air rushing in and to stimulate your somatosensory cortex with the breeze.
So basically what you're saying is that a room which is, regardless of what's being presented, warm, quiet, dark, there are all sorts of features similar to your bedroom, probably, and so it does lull you into a fairly snoozy state.